The Rescue by Joseph Conrad. Author's Note. Of the three long novels of mine which suffered an interruption, The Rescue was the one that had to wait the longest for the good pleasure of the Fates. I am betraying no secret when I state here that it had to wait precisely for 20 years. I laid it aside at the end of the summer of 1898, and it was about the end of the summer of 1918 that I took it up again with a firm determination to see the end of it, and helped by the sudden feeling that I might be equal to the task. This does not mean that I turned to it with elation. I was well aware, and perhaps even too much aware, of the dangers of such an adventure. The amazingly sympathetic kindness which men of various temperaments, diverse views, and different literary tastes have been for years displaying towards my work has done much for me, has done all, except giving me that overweening self-confidence which may assist an adventurer sometimes, but in the long run ends by leading him to the gallows. As the characteristic I want most to impress upon these short author's notes prepared for my first collected edition is that of absolute frankness, I hasten to declare that I founded my hopes not on my supposed merits, but on the continued goodwill of my readers. I may say at once that my hopes have been justified out of all proportion to my deserts. I met with the most considerate, most delicately expressed criticism, free from all antagonism, and in its conclusion showing an insight which in itself could not fail to move me deeply, but was associated also with enough commendation to make me feel rich beyond the dreams of avarice. I mean an artist's avarice which seeks its treasure in the hearts of men and women. No. Whatever the preliminary anxieties might have been, this adventure was not to end in sorrow. Once more, fortune favoured audacity. And yet I have never forgotten the jocular translation of Audaces fortuna juvat offered to me by my tutor when I was a small boy. The audacious get bitten. However, he took care to mention that there were various kinds of audacity. Oh, there are, there are. There is, for instance, the kind of audacity almost indistinguishable from impudence. I must believe that in this case I have not been impudent, for I am not conscious of having been bitten. The truth is that when The Rescue was laid aside, it was not laid aside in despair. Several reasons contributed to this abandonment, and no doubt the first of them was the growing sense of general difficulty in the handling of the subject.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?